96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
A good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 29th of December, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III as we close out 2023. Let me get the show started as we await Mr. Sawyer's arrival with the $100 on the clock giveaway live read. We're giving away sand dollars again. Every week, six listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in texts. Download a digital wallet right now because every Tuesday and Thursday, you can be a winner. Sand dollar holiday rebates return. Sand Dollar Holiday Rebates is here. Get up to $100 back this holiday season when you spend Sand Dollars, the digital Bahamian dollar, at selected merchants. If you're in Nassau, you can present your Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet and receipts to Team Sand Dollar at the Sand Dollar Rebate booth located inside Omni at the Mall at Marathon. Each receipt must have a total of $50 or more. Additional rules and restrictions may apply. Visit sanddollar.bs/merchant list for a list of merchants. Well, good morning, and yes, it's still Christmas. Today's show, we want to talk about the 2023 top sports stories, run through this week's local sports news, and then we're touching on some NBA and NFL news. Let's start the show, though, with this small note. The new year begins January 2nd, Tuesday. We are back on air. And on Tuesday, I have requested a representative from the Office of the Prime Minister join me to discuss the recently announced cabinet changes. That would be on Tuesday in the new year. There have been three appointments. Miles LaRota, Member of Parliament for Pinewood, is now the Minister of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting. Leon Lundy, MP for Central and South Andres, is promoted to Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister. And Kingsley Smith has been appointed Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry for Grand Bahama. We talk about that hopefully on Tuesday, and we can get a deeper understanding of this new portfolio, Social Services, Information and Broadcasting. Let's get to the top stories. I want to start with the Nassau Guardians Junior Female Athlete of the Year. This was in Wednesday's paper. For the first time in 6 years, a swimmer has emerged as the Nassau Guardians Junior Female Athlete of the Year, beating a fantastic athlete who captured the hearts of Bahamians everywhere, winning three medals, including two gold, at the 50th Oaktree Carifta Games in Nassau, the Bahamas. Celeste Gibson was special herself, swimming in 13 races in total, 9 individual in the 11 to 12 girls category at the Carifta Aquatics Championships in Willemstad, Curacao. We want to say congratulations to Celeste Gibson, Nassau Guardians Junior Female Athlete of the Year. In the individual races, she won 7 gold medals, 1 silver, and had 1 fourth place finish. Gibson also won 4 relay gold medals. Gibson scored a whopping 75 points, swimming away with the high point award in the 11 to 12 girls division and helping Team Bahamas win a 5th straight Charifta swimming title and 7th in the last 8 Charifta meets. Gibson was the one being chased for all but 2 of her 7 individual races at Charifta and also dominated in her category at the Bahamas Aquatics Federation's REV National Championships. Gibson secured 22 points in the voting process for the Nassau Guardians Junior Female Athlete of the Year honor, barely getting past track and field star Jemaya Nabi, who finished with 21 points. Swimmer Renishka Gibbs collected 18 points for third, and basketball player Danica Lightborn and javelin thrower Kamira Strawn finished tied for fourth with 17 points apiece. So we have Celeste Gibson taken first. Jemaya Nabi, producer, let's go to that call. Jemaya Nabi with second, Renishka Gibbs third, Danica Lightborn, basketball player, and Kamira Strawn tied for fourth place. Good morning, caller.
And I know Danica Lightborn.
You do?
I know Nabi, basically.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's a great point. Thank you. This is a great point to pause and say to the audience, if you are the parent, guardian, teacher, coach, loved one, community member, pastor, CYM leader, and you know of a young athlete who should be recognized or celebrated for the year 2023, call in and give us their name. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for our Family Island residents. It's toll-free. It is toll-free. And, of course, the text line, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, as always, powered by BTC. Morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Peter, greetings. Merry Christmas and all of that jazz. All of that good stuff, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Santa Claus come down, you didn't
he? Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah? Bring you a gift?
Oh, yes. Yes, he did. He brought me...
He brought me one, too. The gift of the Saxons running the parade. But we ain't here to discuss that today.
We can talk the best sport in the world on another day. But we definitely have NFL and NBA news to discuss. Did you see who the Nassau Guardian named as the junior male athlete of the year?
No, because I ran up and down on the road. I didn't read the paper for the last week. No, Dred, I haven't. Who?
Mr. Valdez VJ Edgecombe has come out on top as the Nassau Guardians junior male athlete of the year for 2023, beating swimmer David Singh by 6 points. Edgecombe is the first basketball player to receive the honor since DeAndre Ayton in 2017 and just the second basketball player to ever receive the honor. He came away with 29 points. Singh settled with 23 points. Finishing third was swimmer Nigel Forbes with 22 points. Sprinter Caden Smith finished fourth with 21 points. And pole vaulter Brendan Vanderpool rounded out the top 5 with 19 points. Now, Mr. Edgecombe, I talked about him last week.
Yeah, you did. He up and going.
Yeah, man. The number 5 nationally ranked ESPN class of 2024 player. Number 5 ranked in the U.S. ESPN class of 2024 player is highly sought after by several top NCAA Division I basketball programs, including the Duke University Blue Devils, the University of Connecticut Huskies, and the University of Michigan Wolverines. He also has an offer to play for the NBA G League Ignite, looking to pave his way to the National Basketball Association one day And there's no doubt that if the rules and the policies allow, we want him to play for the national team as well.
If not, why not, man?
Edgecombe, a guard at Long Island Lutheran High School in Brookville, New York, took home the 2022-2023 Player of the Year Award for the National Interscholastic Basketball Conference.
Okay, so he already getting these awards. Good, good.
He was also named the Adidas EuroCamp's Most Valuable Player back in June of this year.
Okay, so what? He needed himself a bigger trophy case.
Listen, and we're not finished. Earlier this month, he performed at an exceptional level at the second annual Hoop Fest in Paradise at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs National Gymnasium. He helped Long Island Lutheran to a perfect 2.0 record as he dazzled the home crowd with several slam dunks, showed ease in getting to the rim for easy layups, and consistently made jump shots, and played through a particularly difficult environment because we know that they had issues with moisture condensation and moisture
on the court
the entire tournament. This young man performed very, very well. I'm impressed, extremely impressed. And so those are the Nassau Guardians, a Junior Male Athlete of the Year and Junior Female Athlete of the Year.
Oh, that's good, man. But congratulations goes out to both of them.
Yeah, and Valdez Edgecombe is also the Tribune's Junior Male Athlete of the Year. In today's...
Well, next time we come on me and get some bamboo shark to pick up. All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, what was beautiful about it in the story last week, Mr. Sawyer, was when you win a game and you've been identified as the key player, the star of the game and the tournament, and your first inclination is to go find your family and go find your little brother and go hug him up and bring him with you for the celebrations. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Are you bigger than self? I love it.
Yeah. Here's another story. The Nassau Guardian Senior Female Athlete of the Year.
You?
I mean, if they would allow running on and running out into the athletics, BAAA's slate of performances, I would be the winner.
Five-time defending champion.
I'm telling you, but I don't know if I could outrun Devin Charlton. What a year it's been for athletics in the Bahamas.
She does very well.
A trio of Bahamian female track and field athletes rose to the forefront in the battle for Nassau Guardian Senior Female Athlete of the Year. And surprisingly, none of them is Shawnee Miller-Webo, who has won all...
Well, Shawnee busy trying to record, on first call and first walk and thing, man.
Oh, that's right. In fact, she's heavily invested in her own training program.
Right.
She training that...
And being a mother, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She training that little Bosnian Bahamian.
Exactly.
Which one sound better? Bahamian, Bosnian Bahamian. It have a ring to it. Put the Bahamian on the end. Finish it out. This is awesome. Charlton has had...
Bahamian, maybe.
Bohemian? That's nice.
Bohemian.
Yeah, Bohemian. Devin Charlton has had arguably her best year in track and field, running her best collection of races when it mattered the most at the World Championships of Track and Field, and coming within an eyelash of winning what would have been her first ever medal at a global meet outdoors. She took home the Nassau Guardians Senior Female Athlete of the Year honor with 40 points. Finishing 1 point behind her was javelin thrower Rima Otabor with 39 points, and she was followed closely by Antonique Strawn, Bahamian professional female basketball player Jonquel J.J. Jones, finished fourth, and former track and field athlete turned fitness athlete Ivanique Kemp rounded out the top five. Charlton was fourth in the World Championships final in Budapest, Hungary, missing out on the medal stand by 0.06 of a second. You know, you could lose an argument in 0.06 of a second, though.
Well, you can't do much but blink.
Yeah. She ran a personal best national record time of 12.44 seconds in the heats, the same time as the silver medalist in the final. So imagine that. Her heat, if she had achieved the same time, time that she, speed and time that she did in the heats, she would have come second place in the finals.
One shot.
Wow, impressive. Charlton clocked 12.49 seconds in the semis and 12.52 seconds for fourth in the final. It was her best ever finish.
This 100th of a second is actually less than a blink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Less than a blink.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Devin Charlton. We got a couple of more stories before we move into NBA and NFL, Mr. Sawyer. Store drops in career high points. It's another young basketball player in the NCAA. But before we get there, a quick story I got to read. Green elected to Kazova board, Nassau Tribune. Kurtwood Green, the third vice president of the Bahamas Volleyball Federation, was elected to the Caribbean Zonal Volleyball Association Board of Administration during the Electoral Congress held at the Brix Hotel on Coblenz Avenue in Port of Spain on Sunday, December 17th, 2023. I want to say congratulations to Kurtwood Green. I got to throw this story in here today because when I saw the picture of this man, Mr. Sawyer, I realized that he's my cousin.
Yeah,
it's one beautiful thing about being in the Bahamas. You could pick up your head when you look, you could know whether that's your cousin or not. And I,
Quick crossing in a hurry.
I suspect that this gentleman is my cousin. Congratulations to Kurtwood Green and to the entire volleyball community in the Bahamas Volleyball Federation. Another quick story. Clark sisters give back. In her usual way of giving back, tennis player Sydney Clark returned to the Bahamas Children's Hostel for the third consecutive year to provide some much-needed supplies of groceries, toiletries, and toys to the 30 residents of the home.
Oh, that's excellent.
Wow. Yeah, man. This is the third year in a row. It's a significant contribution. Both the staff, the children, the family in that home, the children's hostel, appreciated greatly. And Clark said, if there's one thing on her things to do list, it's making her appearance at the hostel. She said, although her main focus was on competing in the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association's annual Giorgio Baldacci tournament, where she placed second at the tennis center, and she lost out to Simone Pratt, she was delighted to fulfill her commitment to the hostel and hopes in the future to extend the Christmas cheer to other foster homes. For persons who wish to make their contribution to the foster homes, Gibson indicated that they can reach her at admin@bch242.org or call 807-6155 or 677-0217. And that is Miss Charlene Gibson, the business and operations manager at the Children's Hostel. I had to throw that story in there, I think.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no problem. See, what people don't realize is kids love and they will respect and they wouldn't say respect. They'll love and they'll remember, you know, somewhat. P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S.
Yeah.
But P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E is way more important. Goes a lot further.
Yeah. Just your presence.
Yeah. Just your presence. Even if you were to show up with them, with her, when she's making a donation and just tell a story, play basketball, play dominoes, you know, play house, play trap up.
Yeah.
You know, for the girls that are there. Just give them some semblance of normalcy. You know, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, mm-hmm. Way more important than the T-S.
Absolutely. Mr. Sawyer, before we go to a break, let's touch quick. Well, yeah, before we go to a break and focus on NBA basketball, we look at this young man's store and hopefully his journey to the national men's basketball team. Let's touch briefly on the top sports stories for 2023.
Quickly.
The Bahama Games.
Excellent show.
Definitely.
Excellent show.
On the list. And we want to say a shout out to the Long Island Skipper. I think they cleared the top three races in the Bahama Games. It was a sweep for Long Island. We say congratulations and congratulations. I think New Providence won. Did New Providence or Grand Bahama win? I think New Providence won. We say
Providence, I think.
Yeah, congratulations to the team and congratulations to the organizers. Another headline, MLB The Show 23 cover athlete is Marlins Jazz Chisholm. We cannot discount the importance of that selection for him in the baseball world.
It was no small feat. They have how many players per team? A million?
Yeah. 175, including the designated hitter.
Okay.
Yeah, man, it was a great, great showing by Jazz Chisholm. Again, men's national basketball team advance in the Olympic qualifier. We're closer.
Like also, boy, that was big.
Yeah, and I mean, it still is. Ongoing story. We continue to follow it. Kai Jones waived by the Charlotte Hornets leaves the NBA. Another big story.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's a huge story. I hope that Kai is available to train and be a part of the national team. And bring
still be in shape.
Yeah, even if he doesn't take a main role on the court, his experience on the NBA court and in front of the cameras and the lights can really bring that to the team to assist them.
I mean, he blocked Wemby.
Yeah.
Just the other day, man.
Yeah, man. You know? He has talent and he still has a head for the game.
He does.
Jonquel Jones advanced to the WNBA Finals.
Yeah, that was a pretty good series. That was a pretty good series.
Yeah, man, and she ranked third or fourth on the Senior Women's Athlete of the Year. That was a good series, and they played hard throughout the entire season, and I think for at least the latter half of the season, maintained their place at the top of the league, challenging the Las Vegas Aces.
Vegas Aces.
And a really good finals as well.
It was.
Next top story, Bahamas wins fifth straight Charifta Swim Championships.
As is normal,
but we got to put it out there. Fifth straight. Another story.
That's not a Bahamas Invitational. But go on.
Yeah, might as well call it that. Another story, we're not going to touch on it. Stadium in need of repair, to be repaired. With the assistance of the Chinese government. Another big story.
Yeah, they're doing it now. I was out there to get my license Saturday. They're doing it right now.
Actively working, getting ready for Charifta Swim Championships 2024 that we'll be hosting. Getting ready for the...
Should be a doozy.
The IAAF relays. Going to be huge. Huge, huge, huge. Weather permitting, we all going to have an excellent, excellent time. This is Sawyer just waiting for my producer to get back. When my producer gets back, we're going to get into that NFL. You know, I want him to play the Niner Gang song.
Well, it's a fun fact. Yes. I looked it up last night. Most teams that play on a Thanksgiving day game, most home teams that play, they don't win, you know.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay.
Like, anybody don't win.
Okay, tell me.
Because it's the home cooking, it's the family time, it's the downtime. Players that have to be in a hotel room and they're away from their families and they don't get to eat their ham and turkey and, you know, and these things.
Yeah,
they come out with a bit more of a vengeance, you know.
Yeah, you caused me Mrs. Good ham and turkey and giblets.
Right. I'm now here with you.
All right. No, I feel it. Well, listen, let's get to this story. Store drops in career-high 29 points in win. A Bahamian senior men's national team player is making waves on the NCAA basketball scene as he had a career night with 29 points. Wow. Helping the University of Wisconsin Badgers get an 80-53 win over the Chicago State University Cougars on Friday. AJ Storr and the number 24th nationally ranked Badgers picked up their ninth win of the season, sporting a 9-3 win-loss record. It was their second consecutive victory, ending the calendar year on a positive note. For the Bahamian, he shot the ball efficiently, going 11-18. Three of those made shots came from deep. 3 pointers. He had 2 rebounds and an assist in a team high 32 minutes on the floor. He also had a steal. Dayton Aubrey also played for the Queen's University of Charlotte Royals. They fell to the Clemson University Tigers, who are 10-1 this season. Aubrey posted 10 points, going 4 for 10 from the field, 5 rebounds in 25 minutes, and he picked up a steal. I'm looking here in today's paper, Mr. Sawyer, and I'm sure I saw a story about our Gordon Jr. also having a fantastic game. Also having a fantastic game last night. Gordon scored season-high 27 points in a win. Bahamian professional basketball player Eric E.J. Gordon put on an offensive clinic on Wednesday, finishing with a season-high 27 points to propel the Phoenix Suns to a 129-113 blowout road victory over the Houston Rockets in national in NBA action.
That's being insane, right
there. Yeah, in your clothes. Gordon was able to match Kevin Durant for team and game high honors. That's some playing. The win stopped a 3-game skid for the Suns as they had previously dropped games against the Dallas Mavericks, which takes me to another quick story. Pistons match longest losing streak in NBA history.
No, they actually eclipsed that last night. The Celtics beat them in overtime last night. I watched the game. Boy, I was hoping the Celtics lose. That's because there's too many hard-mouthed Celtic fans in the Bahamas who believe every year their team is supposed to win the championship, like it's pre-games. Like, no, not through a day, no. No, well, Jason Tatum is okay. Jaylen Brown really is the heart and soul of the team. They like to give it to Tatum because his hair curly, you know. And Jaylen got them big lips like he kissed the kettle.
What a discrimination.
Yeah, it is.
What a discrimination. I see Ja Morant is back on the court. And wrecking havoc.
He is.
You think he settled his head?
He seems to have a good head on his shoulders. And he said that he's keeping receipts for all the news reports that had something to say to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Barkley said it best. Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Said it best. Why are you keeping receipts on us when you really need to keep receipts on the players that didn't call you and didn't text you and didn't message you? All the players in the NBA, nobody said anything to you.
Yeah. We the journalists, we just doing our job.
Right, exactly. We report the news and we give an opinion. But these are your boys. These are your friends.
That is true. Now, let me ask you a question. Across the U.S. sporting world, from the NBA to the NFL, it appears as if the referees or the players of the year?
I'm so tired of them wrestling.
It appears as if the referees intend on or are, whether intending or not, having the largest impact on the field and on the court.
That nobody comes to see on short people play.
Is this ego or is this a league endorsed policy shift to control the game, not to control the score, but to control the intensity of the games?
And listen, let the games play. Let the players play, man. You know, if there's a blatant foul, fine. If there's cussing and carrying on, fine. Just check them up and move on. The whole standing up and you trying to confront the player. Man, these fellas, 3 times your size, and they got money whereby, you know, they knock you out in the league, suspend them 30, 40 games, and they lose, quote-unquote, $5, $6, $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
They got money. They got endorsements. Money still coming in. They got shoe deals and, you know.
Yeah, I'm not hurting them.
Gatorade contracts and you know, and the like. So they got money coming in. They'll knock you out and go sit down for a month. Big deal. Calm down.
Even as a, say, like a peripheral spectator, reading the news, watching the news, it appears as if the refs are looking for more attention. I want to draw us back to last week. We're a week after Draymond Green has been suspended indefinitely, right? But the commentary coming out of his camp, out of the Warriors camp, seemed to suggest that they don't take the action that led to the latest penalty as seriously as the league does. I'm getting the sense.
Well, the Warriors aren't taking it seriously, but I understand that Draymond Green is definitely.
He himself is
taking the necessary steps, he's taking necessary steps, going to counseling and anger management and the like.
Absolutely. You hear that music, Mr. Sawyer?
I don't.
It's playing, it's beautiful. We're going to go to a break, but I just want you to know that's the music that the 49ers are going to hear as the Cowboys knock them out of the playoffs. It's a beautiful song. We're going to go to a break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer.
Aaron, wake up. You're dreaming.
That's what the music sounds like. With Eric Sawyer III, we will be right back. We got to talk to the 9-9 gang because they seem to be marching towards the finals, the Super Bowl. We have to see what's in their shoes. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Will the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow?
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boost.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes, free. Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
When the news, we keep something to say. Doubt fans with attitude, DWA. That's the name, you should know it. Solo D, I'm known to do my thing like a poet. I'm repping for the crib, MIA. And when them teams coming at us, this is all we say. What's up?
We gon' hit, we gon' sack. We gon' score, we gon' attack. We gon' hit, we gon' sack. We gon' score, we gon' attack.
Hands up,
we gon' hit, we gon' sack. We gon' score, we gon' attack. We gon' hit.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio. The Miami Dolphins say good morning. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. Bet you didn't know about that. You still on the line, Mr. Sawyer? I bet you he gone to go find his own Niner Gang music. As we wait for Mr. Sawyer to return,
Sorry about that.
No problem. You heard that music, though?
I did.
Good. Good. I did.
We had ourselves a bit of a hiccup on Christmas night. Yeah, we lost to the Ravens. We lost to the team that bullied us, and really well and truly, we didn't stick to our game plan, which has gotten us this far, the running game, smash mount football, ground and pound.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to play cute, and I really had to have a look at Kyle Shanahan and wonder if he had on a San Francisco 49er hat or his old Atlanta Falcon hat, because he was the offensive coordinator when the Patriots came back from 28-3 in the Super Bowl.
Ah, I get you.
He was the offensive coordinator who didn't run the ball. If he had run the ball just one time, Tom Brady was never have enough time to beat the Falcons.
So but
that's neither here nor there. You know, we had ourselves. I mean, the game is played between the lines, 60 minutes of football, and we didn't get the job done. You know,
I just want you to know
five turnovers, three in the first half, and that's four picks for Brock Purdy. Three of them, of course, were tipped. I don't, you know, it almost seems as though they were in our game plan, but. I firmly believe that Kyle Shanahan knows that we're going to play the Ravens in the Super Bowl, and he didn't want to give away too much of our game plan and show what we can do and what we're capable of. So
that's what the streets are saying. The streets are saying expect 49ers versus Ravens in the Super Bowl.
I welcome it.
Now, does this loss, or does this win over the 49ers make the Ravens the most formidable team in the race to Super Bowl right now?
On paper, yes. Like to be the best, you have to be the best, and everyone was saying that we were the best. Some of the pundits are still saying that we're still the best, you know, because it wasn't a good showing by us, and Brock Purdy has never had a four-interception game, and in the 1984-85 NFL season, Joe Montana threw for four picks in a game,
mm-hmm.
and they won a Super Bowl. In the 1993-94 season, our last Super Bowl year, Steve Young was beaten 40-8 by the Eagles through four picks, and guess who was able to raise the Lombardi?
Mm-hmm.
The San Francisco 49ers. He threw for six touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So we just have to stay the course, you know?
So the Browns beat the Jets last
Browns
night.
Browns in the playoffs, yep. Behind Joe Flacco, of all the people.
They safe in the playoffs?
Yeah, in the playoffs. They punched their ticket last night, yeah.
Cleveland Browns, they push hard. They push hard to make it that far. Now,
yes,
Dolphins.
First time since 2020.
They made it to the playoffs.
Third time since they came back to the NFL. They made the playoffs.
Wow, where were they? Where were they all that time?
They were out of the NFL, you know. The Browns had moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens, and there was no team in Cleveland.
Ah.
And so the NFL, you know, they let Baltimore stay where they were, and they let Cleveland come back with a whole new team, came back in 99. So they made the playoffs in 2002, 2020, and now this year.
Nice.
And no Deshaun Watson. They're playing with Joe Flacco because Deshaun Watson is out for the year.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
Yeah, they are.
Dolphins versus...
had a big game last night.
Dolphins versus Cowboys.
Boy, listen, I really wanted it to be a tie, and at one point it was, 19-19.
Yeah.
You know, and they had to kick the extra point. And the Cowboys had to kick the extra point, but with three minutes and change left on the clock, two or three timeouts, and the Dallas run defense can't stop a cold. I said, boys, all the Dolphins have to do is march down the field 30, 40 yards and kick a field goal, which is exactly what they did. And they won the game. And I'm thankful that the Sardines did win, because if the Cowgirls had won, we would have had to hear all week, we them boys. When the Sardines win, yes, they make noise one day. Yes, they would talk about this all year. But they shut up in 24 hours, you know.
We'll move on
to the next week.
What does this mean for the Cowboys' rankings, getting beaten by the Dolphins at this late stage in the season?
They're now the fifth seed in the NFC. They have no chance. They have very little chance of winning the NFC East, which means that they will be on the road for the playoffs. They'll have to possibly play Tampa Bay if they win on Sunday. They play Tampa Bay in the first round because they'd be the NFC South champions in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
and the Cowgirls are 3-5 on the road. They're not the same team as they are at home. They score 40 points at home and 23 points on the road.
So don't let that Cowboys 10-5 record fool you versus the Buccaneers 8-7 record. The Buccaneers could still come out and beat them?
Oh yeah. Baker Mayfield is playing well. Chris Godwin is playing well. Mike Evans is playing well. You know, they have a good defensive side of the ball. Nice and stout. You know, fellas still playing ball. So yeah, man.
What about the Steelers? How close are the Steelers to the playoffs with their 8-7 record?
Everybody in the it seems like everybody in the AFC is 8-7 or 7-8. It's a tight race. They'd be in the AFC North. That's a tough division. We lost 3 of our 4 games. That's the division we played this year. We lost to the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Browns this year. That division is very tough. So,
Listen,
Steelers need to win out with some help. But hats off to their coach, Mike Tomlin. Still a coach that has not had a losing record since he's been a part of the team. Whether or not they made the playoffs, he always lands either at or above 500. You know, that he always.
Yeah. Who else is definitely in the playoffs this year? I see. So we got the Baltimore Ravens with the best record in the league.
The Guardians are in. The Chiefs should get in this Sunday.
Now, hold on. We got Ravens at 12-3, right? We got 49ers, Dolphins, Lions, Eagles at 11-4. Cowboys are 10-5.
Yeah, they still made the playoffs, though.
Okay, they made the playoffs. Browns made the playoffs, 10-5, easy, right?
Right.
And now it's about, we're looking at the 8-7s fighting it out against the 7-8s.
Correct.
Now, listen, the Panthers, what are we doing with the Panthers? Can we tell them to sit a whole year out, them and the Pistons? Can we just, temporarily relegate them until
the Pistons coming in, though. The Pistons coming. They have a very young team. They're trying to gel and play together. Last time was the first time I got to see them actually play.
Yeah.
And they had a 4-point lead with 3 minutes left to go in the game. Mind you, they were up by 19 and a half.
Yeah.
So, you know, they just need to find ways to finish games. You know, I watched them miss wide open layups and wide open 3-point shots. And, you know, and you're driving to the basket and you're committing silly turnovers. And, you know, just they're young.
They need more experience.
Two, 3 years from now, they'll be better. Their coach, Monty Williams, former coach of the year for the Suns, you know, He was coaching Booker and our Bahamian boy, DeAndre Ayton. He made the finals in 2021, so he's a coach that knows how to develop young players.
Okay.
He should know how to develop young players because he, you know, at one point, you know, Booker and Ayton were young, and he managed to get them to the finals, so... Just have to stay the course. If these fellas could play as hard as they played last night, because the game went to overtime,
yep.
If they could play that hard the next couple of games, because they play in Boston again tonight. It's a baseball series, they call it. Played last night, playing again tonight.
Okay.
If they could play them again as hard as they played last night,
they could beat them. All right.
It could be over.
Let's go back to week 17 of the NFL 2023-2024 season. What do you think is going to be the best game of the weekend? Is it going to be Ravens versus Dolphins? Do you think the Dolphins could beat the Ravens even though the 49ers couldn't?
Well, the Dolphins beat the Ravens last year. They came back from, I see, 20 points down, 20,
yeah.
22 points down. So, yeah, the Dolphins with their speed can beat the Ravens, but there's no Jalen Waddle playing this game. He's out with an ankle injury, I believe. So, if he's not playing, they're going to double Tyreek. And there's only so much big, loud burst of speed that he have to get up the field to get past the defense and blow the top off of the safety coverage. But that is all dependent upon if the offensive line can hold up long enough for Tua to throw the ball that far, for Tyreek to run under it.
I'm going to ask you this.
Because that defense, I watched them play firsthand on Monday. That defense is no joke.
They're formidable.
No joke. They fast. And they tackle very well in open space.
Is this the it season for the Dolphins? Is this the season? If the Dolphins can't do it with Tua and Tyreek at this peak performance level, can the Dolphins do it next year?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can. They can do it next year. They finish it on the contract.
But do you think Tyreek and Tua could keep up this pace and play?
They have no choice because that's what they signed up for. Like that's the game plan.
I hope
so. The Dolphins have our brain box for a head coach. That's our former offensive coordinator. That's who used to run our players.
This is what I'm saying. It seems like this is the perfect year. This is it. If they can't do it this year, how likely are they going to be able to do it next year? I got to tell
you. They can't do it this year because we're doing it this year. So there's no way. Yeah, nobody wants to see that if the Saudis win the Super Bowl, but that's a national holiday the following day. Everybody's going to call in and say, no, sorry, boss, can't come to work. I've been to the Super Bowl party last night. You know, the Dolphins, yeah, they won. First time in 50 years. Yeah. Yeah,
I got a text there for you. They came in a little late to ask if you watch the Cowboys Dolphins game.
I watch snippets of it. Yeah, I did. I watched the game. That's the hot. That game showed that finally, where the Guardians have beaten. Well, sorry, let me call them the Dolphins now because they finally beat a team with a winning record. You know, they finally beat a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they. That was a hard-fought game in the trenches. It wasn't as high-scoring as everybody would have liked and everybody assumed it was going to be. 22-20 is by no means a high-scoring game. I've seen the Cowgirls score 21 points in one quarter. So for them to score 24 a game, no. It wasn't high-scoring as people would have liked. But
Cowboys weren't performing at their best.
Finally found a way to beat a winning team. And, you know, and Dak had the drive of the season. He had a great drive, and he threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Cooks, and they went up by one, and yeah, bam. And Tua said, hold my beer.
But listen, we had 11-4. Can you truthfully say that we haven't played enough good teams, we haven't beat enough good teams yet to say that we good?
I can truthfully say that. You beat the Dolphins. I mean, you beat the Cowgirls, that's right. Yeah, playoff team, I'll give you that. So I'm going to call you the Dolphins again. No, but you haven't done anything in the playoffs now for 50 years.
Okay, then. I mean, I could understand. I ain't even 50 years old yet. Now,
you ain't been in the Super Bowl since 85.
Back to last week. Yeah. Chiefs versus Raiders. Chiefs are now 9-6 after losing to the Raiders.
The Raiders beat them.
20-14.
They beat them.
What's the Chiefs?
I watched that game. They beat them. Antonio Pierce is now the head coach. They have a newfound swagger about them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the week before they beat somebody 63-14, I forget who. But the Raiders are for real and they have an outside chance of winning the AFC West.
Now
if they win out and the Chiefs lose out, they get in. I mean the Chiefs will still get in. But they could be a wild card.
And
it's really looking like for the first time in his career, Mahomes is going to have to go on the road and win a road playoff game if he wants to continue.
To the Super Bowl,
yeah.
But I'm going to say, at 9-6...
Everything always goes through... Everything for the last 4, 5, 6 years has gone through Kansas City. Win or lose.
Absolutely.
You know, Brady came there and beat him in Kansas City. Joe Burrow came there and beat him in Kansas City. He beat Josh Allen in Kansas City. He doesn't leave Kansas City.
But maybe this is the challenge that he needs. I mean, he's already outplayed everybody. Maybe this is the challenge that the Chiefs need. Because I'm thinking...
They've been off their rocker this year a little bit. Sheva's been lining up offsides and definitely a bunch of drop passes. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
epidemic there.
I'm looking forward to that game, Chiefs versus Bengals. The Chiefs need to win this to keep their spirits alive.
The Chiefs can win the game because Joe Burrow out for a year. So I mean, they should win the game.
But they had Bengals are at 8-7. That's not a horrible record for a season without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, the Bengals are fighting, just like the Steelers are fighting. Like I said, plenty of teams in the AFC are 8-7.
So best game for week 17, is it Commanders versus 49ers, Ravens versus Dolphins, is it Cowboys versus Lions, Raiders versus Colts? Are the Colts the team the Raiders need to push this momentum forward a little bit more? Is it Seahawks versus Steelers? I think that's going to be a good game, both teams at 8-7. Texans versus Titans.
CJ Stroud is going to be back, but that Cowboy-Lion game is going to be big. The Dolphin-Raven game is going to be even bigger. Mm-hmm. Because if the Ravens win, they lock up the number one seed in the playoffs. If the Dolphins win, then we go to week 18.
No.
Week 17, whereby all the marbles on the table.
Mm-hmm. You hear the music, Mr. Sawyer. Just as we close out the show, what do you think was the top sport for 2023? Was it sailing? Was it swimming? Was it basketball? Was it baseball? Was it track and field? Was it chess? Was it table tennis? What do you think the top sport of 2023 was?
We had a great year in sports, now that you say all of that. Honestly, this year, I got to give it to basketball. I got to, because we made some inroads. We made some strides there. Swimming, we always win it, you know.
Yeah.
And that may be me taking it for granted, because we always win. It's a beautiful thing. Chess is also something that made a splash this year. But mm-hmm. overall, basketball and where we are now on the international scene.
Yeah.
With our players from around the world.
Yeah.
Coming in and buying in. We made good strides there.
Absolutely. I can't pick one, from sailing to athletics to swimming to basketball to baseball. A phenomenal year for sports in paradise.
Indeed.
And Bahamians across the globe. To my
Indeed.
Listening audience, thank you for staying tuned for 2023. We bring you more when we open the door to 2024. Mr. Sawyer, thank you so, so much. And a special shout out to Brother Uncle Sarah. Clap for what you don't know. The original good yawning this morning. You guys have a wonderful day. Thank you so
you
much,
too.
Sawyer. Guardian
have
Radio.
Have a great weekend, Aaron.
Yeah, man.
Have a great weekend, Bahamas. Safe one, too.
Happy New Year. Stay
Happy
tuned.
New Year.
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.